You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 299. This has been one of those weeks where the real world has intruded rather harshly on the Doctor Who phenomenon. Not once, but twice. The first time was the result of advanced publicity for Richard Marson's book, JNT, The Life and Scandalous Times of John Nathan Turner. Reviews of Marson's book are practically unanimous that it's a well-researched and sometimes shocking account of his career, including allegations of unethical sexual behavior. For fair-minded takes on the book, go to Matthew Sweet's review in The Guardian and Radio Free Scarrow episode 359. Do not, however, go to the UK tabloids. One in particular that published a cover photo of Nathan Turner with Colin Baker emblazoned Doctor Who sex scandal and an almost unreadable disclaimer saying that Colin wasn't actually involved. It's a disgusting tabloid ploy that has smeared not only an innocent actor, but also an entire TV show. Creators and fans can take comfort in, and should never stop repeating, the fact that one executive producer's behavior in the 1980s has no bearing on the show today, nor the people who make it. The people who make Doctor Who, however, is part of the second real-world intrusion into our show, and this is more relevant and honestly troubling and honestly self-inflicted. Guardian blogger Matilda Gregory noted yesterday that women are horribly underrepresented among Doctor Who's writers. It's been 60 episodes since Helen Rayner wrote her Centauran two-parter, and she's the only female writer ever in the new series. Stephen from Radio Free Scarrow ran the numbers further. Quote, "There have been 790 episodes of Doctor Who. 20 of them have been written or co-written by women. 20. The numbers are similarly bad for print and audio media. Popular as our show is, this is still not good news for Doctor Who. I'm not talking about reputations or quotas here. I'm talking about a wellspring of creativity and perspective that is all but untapped. A school's superintendent I once worked for was criticized for making a special effort to recruit male minority teachers who were also underrepresented. His response was that there was a wealth of talent out there that had been left on the table because our school system hadn't ever really invited them. Jane Espenson, Doris Egan, Dorothy Fontana, Fiona Avery, Christy Marks, Jacqueline Rayner, Kate Orman, Tanith Lee, Caroline Simcox, Barbara Clegg, Sylvia Anderson, Julie Rutherford, writers past and present with experience in either televised SF or Doctor Who media. That's just a fraction of the female writers that have been out there with great stories to tell. There have always been female Doctor Who viewers and fans, but especially today. This is a show that was guided into being by Verity Lambert and executive produced in the modern day by Julie Gardner, Beth Willis, Caroline Skinner. It's time the cadre of writers caught up and tapped into a wider range of perspectives, gender-wise and otherwise as well. As good as Doctor Who is today, what stories have been left on the table?" And that's 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 299 for the 28th of March. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. And our next episode will be this Saturday following the return of the show to the BBC. Take care.